97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I am Deborah Miller, and I'm so excited today because I have Rochelle Johnson from the Cookery in Durham around my table with me. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, and I just hate that we haven't met before. Your wonderful husband, Nick, was here about 2 years ago, right before y'all opened, or the cookery had just opened, and it was so much fun talking to him. You were too busy to come with him.
That was a crazy period in our lives.
It really was. And I love the story. And so what I remember, you correct me if I'm wrong, there was a turning point, and when y'all did not know what you were going to do next, there was this empty building that was the former Durham Co-op, and y'all went on some road trip with your dog Domino. Now, that's pretty good that I remember that from 2 years.
That's great. And I can't believe it was 2 years ago. I guess time really flies.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we figured out what we wanted to do, and we opened up the cookery. So the cookery is kind of an odd business. We're a culinary incubator. So we have a commercial kitchen for rent by the hour that we rent out to caterers and bakers, food trucks, and all sorts of other food entrepreneurs.
And y'all run like 24/7, right?
24/7.
Y'all aren't there 24/7, are you? Does it feel like
No, it's we live 2 minutes away, so it definitely does feel like
that. Do the alarms go off all the time and stuff?
I have definitely run to the cookery several times in my pajamas for faulty alarms. Nothing.
Well, so are y'all are up and running at full speed?
We are. We are. And we definitely have more room to grow. I know a lot of people think that our kitchen capacity is maxed out, and we are always looking for more members. Any new people that want to get their feet wet in the food industry who have a great recipe and they want to try to start their own business, we are the place to do it.
Well, so remind us how the membership aspect of it works.
So if you're interested, you get on our website. You have to fill out an application form. Our new employee, Clay Woodward, who is also my younger sister, has joined the cookery team. So she'll contact you, and you can take a tour. If you're ready to hop on board, we'll get you oriented. You have to pay a $99 annual fee for your membership, and that gets you access to lots of different cookery events. We help with marketing and connecting you with different retail outlets in the area. We've published a business planning workbook since the last time Nick spoke with you.
Yeah, y'all didn't have anything. I mean, let's hope this works.
Yeah, it started out as a crazy idea of Nick's and has turned into much more. We now have built out the front of the building we're in. So not only the kitchen is built out, but we have an event space called the front room.
It is beautiful.
It is. I've got to say, I know I'm biased, but our bar is my favorite bar in town.
Well, so are y'all open like a regular bar?
We aren't. We put on shows, like food shows, every once in a while. More of an excuse to open up the bar to the public, but we mainly host private events. So we host wedding ceremonies and receptions, rehearsal dinners. We'll be doing Sunday brunches for families who have had their whole wedding celebration and want to come to the cookery to have brunch.
Now, so when somebody does that, they don't have to come in and cook. Y'all have a staff that will cook for them.
We have a list of preferred caterers that are vetted by us, and they make the wonderful food that is served at all of our events.
And they make it in your kitchen.
They actually, most of them make it outside of our kitchen and come in and prep about 2.5 hours before the event. So that. that's because they're outside caterers that have their own kitchen facilities.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of delicious meals there. And the great part of the cookery is it's an event venue that is very, very unique. We have all sorts of original metalwork that has
Where'd you find all that?
Nick has all sorts of weird connections from his contracting past. He used to be a licensed, or he is still a licensed contractor. But we have crescents from the Heart of Durham Motel, a catwalk from the old Liggett Myers building.
Oh, my.
The front of our bar is made out of an old water tower that used to stand where Measurement Inc. now is. The foot railing on our bar is from a trolley rail that from the trolley that used to be right outside of that building, the old Lake Lakewood Shopping Center trolley that went over to Lakewood.
Oh my gosh!
So we have a lot of history in the building. We're obviously very pro Durham.
Absolutely,
and, we like the gritty feel, but turning it into an elegant space.
Mm-hmm.
We've attracted some really awesome couples that have...
For weddings.
Yeah, for their weddings. We do mainly weddings and corporate events, all sorts of holiday parties. December will be crazy.
Are you already getting booked up for December and it's the summer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 2014 is already getting booked up. We've been doing tours for 2015 as well.
Oh, my gosh. So 2 years out.
That's how the wedding industry works. Yeah.
I, you know, I guess.
Plan
I don't.
Ahead.
Doesn't, it seems like when I got married, you just, you know, oh, 6 months. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Well, how many, well, you know what? Before I even ask that, I realize we're going to have to go to break. And before we go, give us street address and all that stuff.
We're at 1101 West Chapel Hill Street, right in downtown Durham. Our website is www.durhamcookery.com. You can find us on Facebook. Our Twitter handle is @cookery. Give us a shout out.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter to hear about our new events.
And I want to talk a little bit about food trucks and how you have contributed to helping them have such a great presence in Durham as well. Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have Rochelle Johnson from The Cookery in Durham around the table with me today. And it's so exciting because it is absolutely a beautiful space. And I remember when y'all had your grand opening and it was jam-packed with people. And so everybody that was there was commenting on how gorgeous the space was. And I kept thinking, you know, if I was going to have some big event, be a great place to do it.
I hope you do one day.
So what all would can you offer me if I say, oh, I'm going to get married, I'm going to come do it there?
Well, the cookery has all sorts of options. We are an event space that can accommodate parties up to 225 to 250 if you wanted to do a plated meal. We have a mezzanine, full AV, a patio that can be tented. A full bar, and our bar is really fun because we have bartenders that are staffed by the cookery. They all wear 20s era attire, so the men are in suspenders and bow ties or ties and suit vests, and the women have flapper-esque dresses and 20s era jewelry.
Do they?
We're much more than a regular venue.
Uh-huh.
The caterers that we use are top-notch. Their service is incredible. And we really try to go above and beyond what the normal venue offers. Nick and I are at every event making sure everything is flawless.
Little did you know.
Yeah, little did I know, because we eloped in Vegas, actually.
Okay.
We had two people at our wedding, and now we host weddings.
Time to renew your vows.
Pretty interesting.
How long have y'all been married?
3 years.
Three. So coming up on five.
So, yeah, maybe.
I see a party.
Maybe at the five-year mark, we could do that.
Yeah. Well, you owe it to yourself to have a wedding.
Yeah.
Your own wedding.
I will always have fond memories of Vegas.
Well, of course you will.
So it's great because it's a really versatile space. We really wanted the space to reflect Durham's history.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of rusty metal and old wood and mm-hmm. brick walls. But we didn't want anything to be kitschy. It's very classic. It can really be dressed up. But if you wanted to have a more casual event, mm-hmm. It's definitely good for that, too.
And there were some paintings on the walls or something. There was some artwork on the mm-hmm. walls. Y'all left that, right?
Yeah. So on the outside, we have a couple murals. Mm-hmm. We also uncovered an original Pepsi-Cola mural from back when the building used to be a grocery store in the 20s.
Oh.
So that was super exciting. You can see a lot of the history through the brickwork. And I think that's been really valued in Durham. I feel very fortunate that everybody who's been renovating the old tobacco warehouses, mm-hmm. They're not redoing the buildings into a modern,
right, which
modern
is good.
Look. Yeah.
Well, at the grand opening, I remember, who was that playing? The Marie Antoinette?
Yeah, Justin Robinson and the Marie Antoinettes.
I can never get whether they're the Marie Antoinettes or the Mary Antoinettes.
Marionettes, actually.
Marionettes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so that little space, is that your patio?
Yes.
Where they were playing?
That's our patio. We've put market lights up above. So if you don't want to tent the patio at night, it has a warm glow. We've installed tobacco warehouse shutters as an archway for ceremonies.
Aww.
So we've had a lot of cool events come through. We're also hosting this year some bar and bat mitzvahs. We host a ton of university events, Duke especially. I'd love for the Tar Heels to come over to the cookery and host more events as a Tar Heel.
Well, yeah.
But
guys, this place is so cool. I mean, there's not anything like it in Chapel Hill. And I think, too, can you tour the kitchen? If you come over?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy to show you the kitchen. And, you know, we also have we work as a revolving pop-up restaurant as well. I don't know if you
saw
the
read about
of
that.
Hawk
when,
and I.
Have you got an event coming up?
We don't yet, but we will soon.
Well,
that is in the works.
You did mention that you've got something coming up on the 29th
mm-hmm. yep.
of June.
We'll be hosting the Artisan Cheese Fest. We'll have 14 vendors that range from cheesemakers to charcuterie, cheesecake, wine, bread. Paul and Sarah, who owns American Meltdown, approached us a while ago and said, I really want a cheese show. So,
now are they a food truck?
Yep, they're a member food truck that works out of the cookery. So American Meltdown will be serving their delicious melts out on the patio. We'll have the bar open. It will be a great chance for everybody to come in and see the space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always worried that we won't have enough people at events. And, of course, by the end of the week, our Facebook RSVP page had over 200 people RSVP.
Oh, my gosh. So, already?
Yeah. So it's going to be a really lively event, to say the least.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, but it will be delicious. And
how much is it?
It's free.
Oh, it's free?
Free cheese tasting demos. Wine authorities will also be doing wine demos.
Mm-hmm.
Our ultimate goal is for everybody to leave with a new flavor experience, to learn something they didn't know about cheese, to be able to actually talk with the cheesemakers and our members who will be participating as well.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Well,
yeah,
hold those thoughts because we're going to have to go to break again. Before we go again, just in case, let's give the web address and Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff.
We're at 1101 West Chapel Hill Street in downtown Durham. If you go to durhamcookery.com, you'll be able to learn more about renting the front room or using our kitchen space.
And you can get applications for membership there too, right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Around my table, Rochelle Johnson from the Cookery in Durham. Do you have a food background? I mean, y'all just took on a big food thing. He's a contractor. What was your background?
My background is actually design. Uh-huh. I graduated from UNC from the School of Journalism and Advertising. And after realizing working for an agency wasn't for me, I started my own design company called Roe Design Studios. The cookery was actually an idea that was going to be Nick's project, and it soon became something much larger than we could have imagined. So I use my marketing and design background to assist our members. I'm always available for any meetings if they want my two cents about where their marketing plan is and where they want to go. And we're always available for assistance in terms of connecting our members with different retail outlets in the area and spreading the word about their products.
What a great benefit
to
them.
Yeah. And it's really great because our kitchen is full of such creative people. You really have to be driven to be in the food industry. And
you do.
It's tough work. It really is.
It is tough work, and especially with a new product. If you're trying to launch a new product.
Yeah. And fortunately, you know, the Triangle has been so receptive to what the cookery stands for and what we're about.
Where'd you grow up?
Greensboro.
Oh, so you're local.
Yes.
Now, and Nick is from?
From Durham.
From Durham.
Yes. Yep. So Nick grew up in Durham. We met at Three Cups back when it was behind Penang. I used to work as a hostess at Penang. The Malaysian restaurant, and he was a barista there and asked for my number.
How
and
then, cute.
I was a senior in college. So from there, he kind of lured me to Durham. I was graduating. He was like, well, why don't you try it out for a summer? And I instantly loved it, and I knew that Durham was the place I was going to be rooted for a long time.
Yeah, it's good. It is. I mean, my new job is... I live in Chapel Hill, but I work in Durham, and so I kind of spread my money equally between the two towns. But I have a big love affair with Durham too. So
yeah, so I'm really appreciative of the public being so responsive to our not only our members breaking out and trying something new, but we host culinary workshops. Our pop up restaurant
didn't y'all just
was
do like a whole
extremely
pig?
Popular. Yeah,
you
we
did.
Do whole hog butchery workshops.
I remember I reshared that on our Facebook page.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a ton of ideas brewing, and there really just isn't enough time to do all of them.
There isn't. There's not. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and I don't want to wait 2 years to check in with you again. So next time, let's talk with you and Nick. And
sounds great.
Good luck on the cheese show on the 29th. And
thank you.
Before we go, give us a web address again.
durhamcookery.com.
This has been wonderful. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL.